耶利米三十一章
Jeremiah 31
第十五节
Verse 15
耶和华如此说，在拉玛听见嚎啕痛哭的声音，舍拉杰哭他儿女不肯受安慰，因为他们都不在。
Thus says the Lord, a voice is heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping. Rachel is weeping for her children. She refuses to be comforted for her children because they are no more.
我们说过，全本圣经有一千八百多个预言。
We've mentioned before that in the whole Bible there are over 1,800 prophecies.
刚才我们所读的这一节就是其中的一个预言。
One of those prophecies is the verse we just read.
这个预言告诉我们说，有一天，以色列人要被掳到巴比伦去。
This verse tells us that one day the people of Israel will be led into captivity to Babylon.
那么耶利米先知就形容那个时候以色列被掳那种凄凉悲惨的情形。
So Jeremiah the prophet here describes the tragic situation of that captivity.
因为以色列人那一次被掳是好像一棵树一样，连根拔起来，然后整个以色列人就几百万人就被掳到很远很远的巴比伦去。
When they were led into captivity at that time, it was as if a tree was uprooted and taken thousands and myriads of Israelites into Babylon.
结果等到这些难民，就是这些巴比伦人，这些以色列人被掳到巴比伦，在他们往巴比伦的途中。
So as these captives were led into the land of Babylon.
那这就是那一段的形容，形容那一段的预言。
This is the description of what happened at that time.
那么那个时候呢，有一些的被掳到巴比伦的那些以色列人，他们很自然就经过拉杰的坟墓。
And many, very naturally, of those who were led into captivity, crossed close to the tomb of Rachel.
但是拉杰虽然在坟墓里面。
Even though Rachel was in the tomb.
那根据耶利米的形容啊。
According to Jeremiah's description.
因为这些被掳去的人都是拉杰的儿女。
Because all those who were led captive were the children of Rachel.
所以拉杰在坟墓里面就嚎啕大哭。
Therefore, Rachel is lamenting and bitter weeping.
哭她的儿女不肯受安慰，因为他们都不在了。
Is weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted because they are no more.
那么她的哭声到什么地方都听得见呢？
Where could her weeping voice be heard?
所以我们需要稍微知道一点这里的圣经的地理。
We need to know a little bit of Bible geography.
我们知道如果这是耶路撒冷的话。
If we know this is Jerusalem.
那么往南走不远的地方就是伯利恒。
If you go south a little bit, you'll reach Bethlehem.
那就是拉杰在坟墓里嚎啕大哭，就在那一带。
And that is where Rachel was weeping.
这个拉玛在哪里呢？拉玛就是在耶路撒冷北边一些的地方。
And where is Ramah? Ramah is north of Jerusalem.
那么这里告诉我们说，在拉玛听见嚎啕痛哭的声音。
Here we say a voice is heard in Ramah lamenting and bitter weeping.
所以这是一种形容，对于拉杰来讲，那个损失是没有办法计算。
This description is a description of the loss that Rachel suffered.
因为从此以后，这些以色列要被掳到遥远的巴比伦，远远离开他们的故乡。
From then on, the people were to be led into Babylon, far away from their homeland.
所以拉杰虽然在坟墓里面看。这个知道这件事，结果他嚎啕大哭。
So Rachel entered the tomb and cried out with a loud voice.
结果在拉玛都能听得见。
And they could hear it in Ramah.
那这个就是讲到这个圣经中的一个预言。
This speaks of one of the prophecies in the Bible.
在耶利米那时候事情还没有发生。
At the time of Jeremiah, that had not happened yet.
但是等到将来以色列人被掳的时候。
But when the Israel was led captive.
那个情景就是这样的情景。
This was the description of what happened.
这个就是耶利米借着拉杰的感觉来发表他里面的感觉。
Jeremiah, through Rachel's crying out, was able to describe what Jeremiah was feeling inside.
所以你知道这一段的预言，一面是有伯利恒，另外一方面有拉玛。
So in this prophecy, you see both Bethlehem and also Ramah.
那最近我们在电视上。
Recently on TV,
最近我们在报纸上
in the newspapers,
我们如果仔细读的话，我们也读到两个地方。
If we read carefully, we will see two places.
一个就是伯利恒
One is Bethlehem.
因为有两百，可能有两百个武装的人员就躲在教堂里面。
Because there are about 200 people, 200, gunmen who are inside the church.
所以我们知道说以色列和巴勒斯坦人就有了冲突。
So we know there's a conflict between the Palestinians and Israelis.
虽然以色列现在慢慢从好几个城里慢慢撤军了，但是目前他们还没有迹象，还没有影子，说是他们可能从伯利恒很快就撤退。
Even though they've withdrawn from many different cities, yet there's no sign that they're going to withdraw yet from Bethlehem.
所以我们知道，现在伯利恒的晚上不再是平安的晚上。
So we know that the night in Bethlehem is no longer a peaceful one.
虽然那个教堂有人认为说就是主耶稣诞生的地方。
Even though some consider that church building to be where Jesus was born.
但是无论如何，那个地方。的的确确当初大卫的城
But no matter what, that indeed was David's city.
的的确确我们的主耶稣是降生在那一块的地方
Indeed, Jesus was born in that area.
但是现在伯利恒的上空天空和从前已经不一样了
But now the air in in that city is very different.
我们知道和2000年前的情形不一样
It's very different than 2000 years ago.
你还记得当主耶稣降生那天晚上
You remember when Jesus was born that night.
愿荣耀归给天上的神
May glory be to the God in heaven.
愿平安赐给他所喜悦的人
May peace be to those we love.
所以那个晚上应该是平安的晚上
That evening was a peaceful evening.
那一座城应该是平安的城
That city was a peaceful city.
但是今天那座城没有平安
But today there is no peace there.
所以等到这个全世界最古老的一个教堂被围困的时候
So when the oldest church known on earth is being besieged
你就看见这里有一个冲突是一个非常严重的冲突
You see a very important conflict here
但是不光如此
But not only that
我们知道说在耶路撒冷北部也 有一座城
There's a city in the north of Jerusalem
那现在我们在报上在电上所看到的就是 Ramallah
In the newspapers and on TV, that it is called Ramallah.
我们知道这个阿拉法特就是被监禁在那个城里。
And we know that today Arafat is besieged in that city.
现在以色列人很快的就要从那里撤军。
And the Israeli army is about to withdraw from there.
但是他们还是不肯放过阿拉法特。
But they do not want to give up surrounding Arafat.
这个 Ramallah 是什么地方呢
？Where is Ramallah?
Ramallah 就是刚才我们所读的拉玛。
The Ramallah is what we just read, the Rhema here.
所以我们要记得，在拉玛听见嚎啕大哭的声音。
A voice was heard in Rama of lamentation and bitter weeping.
意思就是，如果这件事发生在今天的话
，If this were to happen today,
那阿拉法特就能听见拉杰在坟墓里面哭泣的声音。
That means that Arafat today would hear Rachel's cry.
所以我们知道说，今天。在整个中东的局势
，We know that in all the conflict in the Middle East right now，
结果那里的冲突
，all the conflict there，
我们知道说，所发生的地方就是圣经里面常常记载许多的地方。
It is the places that things are happening are mentioned in the Bible。
我们昨天晚上也说过了。
Last evening we mentioned。
像大家现在最关心的 Jenin 那个地方
，For example, the city Jenin where everybody is worried about。
我们叫 Jenin。根据以色列人认为说那个是恐怖分子的大本营
According to Israel, that is the greatest base of terrorism
但是无论如何不管真相如何我们知道说这个城市最近的确遭受很大的苦难
Whether that is true or not, we do know that they have suffered much in that city recently
而我们知道说这个地方就是约瑟当初去看望他哥哥们的地方
And this place we know was where Joseph at one time went to visit his brothers
就在那个附近我们知道的约瑟就开始了他苦难的日子
And we know it was around that area that Joseph began his suffering days
所以我们今天从报上从电视上所看到这一切
So everything we see in the newspaper and TV
你发现那些地名就是圣经里面的地名
The names of those places are named in the Bible
那个地方是个古老的地方
That place is an old place
但是现在 呈现一种非常紧张的局面。
But now you have a very, very nerve-wracking situation.
那么这个情形乃是以色列人和巴勒斯坦人中间的冲突。
And it is the conflict between Palestinians and the Israelites.
我们说过巴勒斯坦这个巴勒斯坦人就是圣经中的腓力斯人。
We mentioned that the Palestinians are the Philistines mentioned in the Bible.
我们说过自从以色列人亡国了以后。
We know that ever since the fall of the nation of Israel.
结果他不止这个国家从地上消失了。
Not only did the nation disappear on the earth.
而且耶路撒冷那座城就变成道地的罗马城。
And Jerusalem became a Roman city.
本来在耶路撒冷城里面有圣殿是神所神神的殿所在的地方。
Before in Jerusalem, that is where the temple was.
现在从此变成一个失足的外邦的城。
But now it became a Gentile city.
结果在这座城里面，你看见乃是偶像。
And in this city is full of idols.
然后耶路撒冷这个名字就用另外一个拉丁名字完全把它取代了。
And Jerusalem's name was changed into another city's name.
所以经过了好几个世纪以后
，So after many centuries later,
人慢慢就忘记耶路撒冷。就忘记那一带地方。
People forgot what Jerusalem was.
本来那块地方的名字叫做耶路，本来那块地方的名字叫做 Judea and Samaria， 就是犹太地和撒玛利亚。
That place used to be called Judea and Samaria.
但是自从以色列人被掳到全世界各地以后
，But ever since the people of Israel were scattered throughout the world，
那块地方大家只知道它叫做巴勒斯坦。
The only name that people knew that place called was Palestine.
所以我们慢慢大家就忘记了。Judea and Samaria, 忘记这些。
People forgot where Judea and Samaria was.
所以一直到今天
so until today,
那么等到这个英文翻译圣经的时候
when the Bible is translated in English,
在 King James Version 里面
and translated into King James Version,
我们在有的地方讲到腓力斯人的地方的时候那么翻译的人就把它用当时罗马人常常用的名字那就是巴勒斯坦。
The translator many times uses the word Palestine for the places in Philistia, the place in the Bible named Philistia.
那 Palestine 是什么意思呢
？What does Palestine mean?
Palestine 主要叫你想起，它是一块地方，是靠近海岸的。
Palestine reminds you of a place that is by the shore.
所以我们现在如果读一下约珥书
，For example, who to read Joel?
约珥书
Joel
中文圣经大概是1071页两节是圣经如果是大家是繁体字第三章第四节
Chapter 3 verse 4
推罗西顿和腓力士和巴勒斯坦四境的人呢、啊
Moreover, what are you to me, O Tyre, Sidon, and all the regions of Palestine?
我们知道这个巴勒斯坦这个字，在别的地方圣经翻作腓力士。
Palestine, this word here in other places is translated Philistia.
但是在这里特别让我们注意到，那个在希伯来的原文是巴勒斯坦海岸的人呐。
But in the original Hebrew, it talks about the people in the near the Palestine near the shore.
你如果从黎巴嫩开始，就是推罗西顿开始。
If you begin from Lebanon, which is Tyre and Sidon,
你看这里讲的推罗西顿都是靠地中海的。
Tyre and Sidon are by the Mediterranean.
然后再下来那块地方。
And then if you go a little south,
这个就是巴勒斯坦了。
That is Palestine.
所以巴勒斯坦给你的感觉，它是靠近海岸的那块地方。
So Palestine shows you that they are by the shore.
那这个就是当时早期腓力士人他们所在的地方。
And that was in the early days where the Philistines lived.
所以这就是为什么有的时候圣经中英文圣经翻作腓力士，有的时候翻作巴勒斯坦。
That is why in English the translation is sometimes Philistia or Palestine.
那其实我们知道，在原文里面关乎腓力士人一共出现了大概270最少270次。
But we know that in the original Hebrew the word Philistia is mentioned over 270 times.
那这里有两个字。
There are two words here.
一个字呢是指腓力士人。
One speaks of the people of the, it speaks of the Philistines.
那这个字是出现很多很多的。
This word has been mentioned many times.
那么还有一个字呢，是指着非利士人所在那块地方。
The other word speaks of where the Philistines live.
所以它的重点就重在沿着海岸的那块地方。
So the emphasis is on the shore land.
那么这个字总共只出现八次。
That word has only appeared, only appears eight times.
那么刚才我们所读的约珥书这里面。这里所讲的也这里所讲的就是其中的一次。
And one of those eight is mentioned in this verse in Joel.
那如果你仔细把这八次好好的读过的话
，If you were to read this, these verses these eight times carefully，
你觉得很有意思的。
You'll think it's very interesting.
它都是指着那块地方说的。
It speaks of that place.
时间会改变。
Time will change.
人。住在上面的会改变
The people living there will change.
但那块地方不会改变
But that place will not change.
所以我们知道虽然在几千年前是非利士人住在那里
Even though thousands of years the Philistines used to live there
现在是一些阿拉伯人住在那里
And now some Arabs live there.
但是如果你讲到非利士人讲到非利士那块地的前途的时候
If you talk about the land of the Philistines
你看见虽然时间会改变
Even though the time will change.
但那个地不会改变的
But that land does not change.
所以圣经里面讲到非利士人的预言的时候
So when the Bible speaks of prophecy on the Philistines
圣经里面讲到非利士人的前途的时候
When it speaks of the future of the Philistines
你看见他的特别是在这个八次讲到非利士讲了非利士那块地巴勒斯坦的时候
The eight times that Palestine the land was mentioned
你看见关乎这个以色列关乎非利士人最重要的预言就集中在这个八个字上面八次的出现上面
You will notice that the most important prophecies regarding the Philistines surround these eight times
因为当你这样来讲预言的时候
Because when you speak of prophecy
它不会随着时间来改变的
It will not change according to time
虽然我们知道今天住在巴勒斯坦
Even though those who live in Palestine
有的人恐怕真的就真是当时非利士人的后裔
Some of them are indeed the descendants of the Philistines.
但是经过了这么多年的改变以后
But throughout many changes throughout the year,
那么当圣经讲到这块地方的前途的时候
When the Bible talks about the land here,
所以他非常小心他不是用非利士人他是用非利士地
The Bible is very careful. It did not say the Philistines, it said Palestine or the place.
所以讲到非利士地的时候所以希伯来文就是用 Palestia, 那就是巴勒斯坦
So when it speaks of the land, it speaks of Palestia, which is Palestine.
那这个就指着那块地来说的。
And that speaks of that land.
所以如果你把这八个地方读过的话
So if you read these eight places,
你就发现里面每次用这个字的时候
Every time this word is used,
常常是指着非利士人就是圣经一些很重要的预言。
Oftentimes it has to do with a very important prophecy about the Philistines.
那比方说我要知道
For example,
到底这个冲突最后的结果会是什么
？What will be the result of this conflict today？
这个结果，这个冲突会不会一直延续到主回来的
？Will this conflict continue until the Lord's return？
所以，当你要读到关乎以色列人、巴西人、巴斯拉跟巴斯坦人的关系的时候
，So when you want to read about the relationship between Palestinians，
那么你来到圣经中的预言
，You come to the Bible prophecy，
你就看见说圣经的的确确有一些预言，的确是说。到巴勒斯坦人的前途
You will see that the Bible has prophecies concerning the future of the Palestine
也是说到以色列人的前途的
and the future of Israel
所谓巴勒斯坦人的前途
The future of the Palestine
就是指着住在那一块地方的人
speaks of the people who live at that place
他的过去他的现在和他的将来
their past, their present, and their future
那这一点是非常重要的
This is very important
那么根据刚才约珥书这一段的圣经
According to the passage in Joel
你就发现很有意思
You see something interesting
因为在约珥书是讲到耶和华的日子
In Joel it speaks of the Lord's day
耶和华的日子是指的主耶稣回来以前有一个很大的灾难
The day of the Lord is right before there's a great tribulation
那特别讲到哈米基多德的战争
And it talks about the war of Armageddon
这里告诉我们说全世界各国通通要聚集在哪里？聚集在约沙法谷。
It speaks of that the whole world will be gathered together at the Valley of Jehoshaphat.
那这个约沙法谷在第三章最少出现两次。
Jehoshaphat's Valley is mentioned twice in this chapter.
你读到第九章以后
，when after chapter nine，
那毫无问题的
，no question，
那就是哈米军战争其中的一部分。
It is part of Armageddon。
那约沙法谷在什么地方呢
？Where is the Valley of Jehoshaphat？
那有的人以为是在耶路撒冷城里面，这是个大的错。
Some people think it's in Jerusalem itself, but that's wrong。
其实呢，那是靠近什么地方呢
？Actually, where is it？
如果你到了死海。
If you go to the Dead Sea,
那假定这个死海它的形状是个钟的形状。
If you see that the Dead Sea is this shape,
那么大概在九点钟那个方向。
The shape of a clock. So if you look at 9 o'clock,
那里有一个沙漠中的绿洲 oasis.
There's an oasis at 9 o'clock.
那么那个绿洲的名字就叫做隐基底 ，Engedi.
It's called Engedi.
那么隐基底那里有个水泉的。
And there is a spring.
那么如果你从隐基底往山上走的话
，so if you go from Engedi up to the mountain，
那个就是犹太山地了。
Then you will see that is where the mountain mountain of Judea.
那这个犹太，那么在犹，那么这个你如果再往前走的话
，and if you continue forward，
你就到了耶路撒冷了。
You reach Jerusalem.
所以大概在耶路撒冷跟希伯伦中间。
So between Jerusalem and Hebron,
你如果从这个死海往山上爬的话
，if you go from the Dead Sea climbing up the mountain,
你还没有爬到山上
，before you've actually reached the mountain top,
那里有个谷
，there is a valley.
这个就是这里的约沙法。
The Valley of Jehoshaphat.
那我们不要忘记。
Do not forget.
这个哈米军战争有好几个 front， 有好几个阵线。
There are many fronts in Armageddon.
那其中有一个就是靠耶路撒冷附近的。
One is close to Jerusalem.
这个非常有意思的。
And it's very interesting.
所以那个时候告诉你，如果读圣经的话，你就很清楚。那么哈米军战争有一个战役就在耶路撒冷附近，就在靠近，就在隐基底跟耶路撒冷中间那个山谷里面。
There is a battle, there's a front in the Valley of Jehoshaphat between Engedi and Jerusalem.
那么圣经很明显是指着将来那个这个一部分的战场来说的。
And the Bible clearly is talking about the future part of the battlefield.
但是我们来看第三章第一节。
But if we read chapter 3 verse 1.
那这件事是发生在哈米吉顿战争以后。
This happens after the Battle of Armageddon.
你要基督完全得胜了。
Christ has completely gained the victory.
然后呢，我们的主就要审判列国。
So our Lord will judge all nations.
所以如果你仔细去读这个马太福音25章的话
，So if you read Matthew 25 carefully,
你看见说我们的主那个时候要审判列国，审判 all the nations.
Our Lord will judge all the nations.
那么在什么地方审判呢
？Where is he judging?
那么约珥书第三章这里就是很好的回答。
Joel chapter 3 has the answer.
所以第一章我们看第三章第一节。
Chapter 3 verse 1.
到那日，我使犹大和耶路撒冷被掳人之人归回的时候，我要聚集万国，带他们下到约沙法谷。
For behold, in those days and at that time, when I restore the fortunes of Judah and Jerusalem, I will gather all the nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat.
在那里施行审判。
And I will enter into judgment with them.
那么你如果读那一段的上下文的话
，If you read the context here,
我们知道有许多的国受审判。
Many nations will be judged.
但是有三个国被提起来。
But there are three nations mentioned by name.
一个是推罗，一个是西顿，一个是腓力士。
One is Tyre, one is Sidon, and one is Palestine.
你明白吗
？Do you understand?
这个非常有意思的。
Very interesting.
意思就是说，巴勒斯坦人会一直延续到主耶稣回来。
That means that the people of Palestine will continue until the Lord's return.
而且他一定和哈米基多顿发生一些的关系。
And it also means that they will have to do with the Battle of Armageddon.
那么哈米基顿战争完了以后
，Once Armageddon is over，
那么他们就和其他的冠国一样都接受审判。
Then they, like all the other nations, will be judged.
我们不知道美国的前途是如何。
We don't know what the future of the United States is.
我们不知道中国的前途是如何。
We do not know the future of China.
但有一件事我们知道。
But one thing we do know.
就是到了主回来以前
，Before the Lord's return，
你看见巴勒斯坦人是一直延 延续到那个时候的。
You will see the people of Palestine will continue until then.
而且如果在主在这里真的是审判列国的话
，and if the Lord is really to judge all nations.
所以你看得很清，到那个时候巴勒斯坦是一个国家的。
You will see very clearly that Palestine will be a nation at that time.
现在巴勒斯坦还不是个国家。
Palestine today is not a nation.
巴勒斯坦要建国。
Palestine wants to build a nation.
我看这个难处就在这里了。
So here's the difficulty.
那么要建国，你当然要土地。
If you have a to have a nation, you have to have a land.
你也需要首都。
And you have a government.
Your capital.
You have a capital.
那么现在巴勒斯坦人说我们要以东耶路撒冷来做我们的首都。
The Palestine is saying we want East Jerusalem to be our capital.
那东耶路撒冷就是圣经中的耶路撒冷。
East Jerusalem is actually the Jerusalem mentioned in the Bible.
就是古城耶路撒冷。
The old city Jerusalem.
所以让我们记得。
Let us remember.
这个现在大家觉得巴勒斯坦应该有自己的国家。
Today people think that Palestine should have their own country.
而且布希是第一个美国总统公开地告诉大家说他希望这件事能够实现。
And Bush is the first American president to publicly say that he wishes they will have a nation.
所以我们知道大家都会看得出来这个都希望在那个地方有一个国家要出现。
So everybody wants there to be a nation coming out of there.
那今天没有人看见。
Today nobody
sees it. 今天还没有实现。
It hasn't happened yet.
今天还有许多的问题。
There are many problems.
但有一件事我们知道。
But there's one thing
you know. 将来主耶稣审判列国的时候。
One day when the Lord judges all nations.
我们知道说毫无疑问的推罗西顿和巴勒斯坦海岸的人呢。
With no question, the Tyre, Sidon, and all the regions of Palestine.
所以我们知道这个影响是一直到那个时候。
This is going to happen up until then.
所以弟兄姊妹，这就叫我们想起圣经里面的故事。
This reminds us of a story in the Bible.
以色列人从迦南到了埃及，从埃及到了迦南。
When the people of Israel left Egypt to Canaan.
非利士人也是从迦南到了埃及。
The Philistines also.
从埃及到了迦南。
The Philistines also left Egypt to go to Canaan.
他们的方法不一样。
Their method was different.
但是我们知道，从此以后，你看见非利士人。就成为以色列人肋下的荆棘。
But since then, the Philistines are thorn in the side of Israel.
你看，你这里面有许多的冲突，有许多的故事发生。
Many conflicts, many stories.
那么，同样的一件事情。
And also,
等到以色列复国以后
，After the nation of Israel was born again.
弟兄姊妹
，Brother and sister.
现在你看见很稀奇的一件事。
An amazing thing.
本来呢，只有以色列。
Before there was only Israel.
附近是约旦国。
And close to them was Jordan.
而现在巴勒斯坦所住的地方是当初约旦国管理的地方。
So now where the Palestinians are living is where Jordan used to govern.
结果1967年以后，整个事情改变了，整个情况改变了。
That completely changed in 1967.
我们知道说约旦就失去了那块领土。
We know Jordan lost that land.
那约旦就是圣经里面的摩押或者圣经中的以东。
Jordan is what's mentioned in the Bible as Edom or Moab.
但是弟兄姊妹稀奇的很
，Amazing brothers，
圣经有关于摩押的预言，关于以东的预言，也有关于非利士人的预言。
The Bible has prophecies on Moab, on Edom, and on the Philistines.
所以现在你看事情演变的一个情形是怎样呢
？So what has happened?
那些巴勒斯坦人他们说我们要一个国家。
The Palestinians say we want a nation.
你看见没有
？You see that?
他们希望不久能够建立他们自己的国家。
They want to build their own nation very soon.
那么如果是50年前这件事情是不可能的。
50 years ago, this would be impossible.
他们根本就是约旦国里面的一部分。
They were just a part of the kingdom of Jordan.
他们就是摩押的一部分。他们就是以东的一部分。
They're only part of Moab or of Edom.
因为根本自从以色列人被掳了以后
，Ever since Israel became lost.
那么根据圣经对于非利士人的预言
，So the prophecy to the Philistines.
有一度他们要变成非常荒凉的。
At one time they would be completely scattered.
一点都不错的。
True.
那么在主耶稣还没有降生以前几百年。当初的巴勒斯坦就这种情形。
A couple hundred years before the Lord was born, that was a situation.
所以圣经里面关于非利士人的预言非常准确的。
So the Bible's prophecy on the Philistines is very accurate.
非常非常有意思的。
And very interesting.
那但是那个是2000年前的事。
But that was something that happened 2000 years ago.
现在快要回来了。
The Lord is about to return.
现在以色列复国了。
Israel's nation has been reborn.
稀奇不稀奇
？Is this amazing or not?
圣经告诉我们说。
The Bible tells us.
这个无花果树发嫩长叶的时候。
When the fig tree was to grow leaves and fruit.
人子就站在门口。
The Son of Man is at the head.
我们的主什么时候回来呢？
When is our Lord to return?
那就是以色列复国的时候。
That is when the nation of Israel is to be reborn.
所以圣经用无花果树来代表一个国家。
So the Bible uses the fig tree to represent the nation.
但如果你读路加福音二十一章，
If you read Luke 21,
同样的一段圣经，
That same passage,
主耶稣加了几句话。
The Lord added a couple words.
他的无花果树和各样的树。
He added the fig tree and all other kinds of trees.
那弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
如果无花果树发嫩长叶表示说以色列复国的话
If the tree, the fig tree growing leaves represents the rebirth of Israel,
那么其他的树就是表示圣经里面记载过的古国到时候也得要复国的
It means that those other trees are the nations mentioned in the old times, they will also be reborn.
所以弟兄姊妹
so, brothers,
你看这里是 很稀奇的一件事
It's an amazing thing.
你看见神要让以色列复国
God wants the nation of Israel to be reborn.
但是以色列是不是从此就过平安的日子呢？
But will Israel now be at peace?
没有。
No.
你看见圣经里面的古国一个一个抬头了。
The old nations have lifted up their heads.
圣经里面巴比伦帝国果然在1990年左右抬起头来了。
In 1990, the Babylonian kingdom lifted up their heads.
那就是今天的伊拉克。
And that is the Iraq of today.
圣经里面的第四个帝国就是罗马帝国。
The fourth empire, the Roman Empire in the Bible.
再主回来一天，他要复兴，要复兴起来的。
It's going to be revived.
那么我们看见说，今天在欧洲慢慢那个欧联就慢慢形成一个很重要的单位。
And now today we see in Europe the European Union is becoming very important.
所以弟兄，当你读圣经的时候
，So when you read the Bible,
今天你不只要为说海山萨旦胡塞的态度是怎样
？So we should not just ask what is the attitude of Saddam Hussein.
你要问 European Union 欧联的这个态度是怎样
？We also have to ask what is the attitude of the European Union.
所以现在我们明白吗
？Do we understand?
当这些国都兴起来的时候
，Once these nations revive,
你看见这里又回到圣经当初的情形。
It goes back to what happened in the Bible.
因为圣经很明显给我们看见。
The Bible clearly shows us.
在伊甸园里面是两棵树。
In the Garden of Eden, there were two trees.
一个是生命树。一个是知识三个树
One was the tree of life, one was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
一个树是把生命给你，一个树把死给你。
One tree gave you life, the other tree gave you death.
这两棵树是永远对立的。
These trees are always in opposition to each other.
那么不止如此。
Not only that.
圣经里面有两座城。
There are two cities in the Bible.
耶路撒冷是从天而降的。
Jerusalem from heaven to earth.
还有呢，就是巴比伦城。
And then there's also Babylon.
我们的巴比伦那个地方根本没有石头。
We know in Babylon there are no stones.
他们模仿神所创造的石头。
They imitated what God created, the stones that God created.
因为耶路撒冷城是用石头盖的。
Because Jerusalem was built upon stones.
每一样东西都是根据神原始的创造的。
And everything was according to the creation of God.
但是在伊拉克那一带。
But in Iraq.
根本是一片的平原。
It is a whole plain.
所以根本没有山，没有石头的。
There are no mountains, there are no stones.
所以如果他们要盖城的话，怎么办呢？
So how do they build a city?
他们就模仿神所创造的石头。
So they imitate the stones that were created.
所以他们就烧出一块块的砖头来。
So they burned bricks.
砖头很像石头，但是不是石头。
Bricks are very similar to stones, but they are not stones.
这个完全是 imitation， 完全是模仿。
It's a complete imitation.
弟兄姊妹，你记得巴比伦的故事吗
？Do you remember the story of Babylon？
你记得巴别塔的故事吗
？The story of the story of the Tower of Babel？
那个目的就是他们一直要盖，一直要建造，一直达到天上。
The purpose was to build a structure all the way into heaven.
所以现在很清楚
，very clear，
两座城
，two cities，
巴比伦。和耶路撒冷
Babylon and Jerusalem
巴比伦是告诉我们人来寻找神你就建造巴别塔了
Babylon means man searching for God creating the Tower of Babel
耶路撒冷要从天而降就告诉我们平安向来是从天而降
Jerusalem is the city coming down from heaven to earth speaking that peace comes down from heaven
就告诉我们神来寻找人
It speaks of God looking for man.
所以弟兄姊妹
so brother,
你看见了这个宇宙本来就有这些冲突的
This universe has these different conflicts.
我们周围所发生的事
What the things surrounding us
如果是把那个看不见的那个冲突把它表现出来就是
It's only manifesting that invisible conflict.
特别在主回来以前
Especially before the Lord's return.
当神要完成他旨意以前
Before he fulfills his will.
神加紧 脚步，撒旦也加紧脚步的。
God will walk us, will step forward, and so will Satan.
你做梦没有想到，1948年以色列复国了。
You never thought in 1948 the nation of Israel would be born.
但是问题没有简单，没有那么简单。
But that problem.
在1990年的时候左右
，in 1990,
你看见巴比伦势力抬头了。
Babylon raised their head.
2002年，今年1月1号的时候
，2002 January 1st.
结果你想到2000年来第一次在欧洲。
The very first time in Europe,
他们用的货币就像当初罗马用的货币一样。
The money that they started using, the currency they started using was just like the currency used in Rome.
所以你看见这个事情非常的稀奇。
So it's very amazing.
所以你看见这件事情，一个一个他们都抬起头来了。
One by one, they're rearing their heads.
但是从对以色列来讲。
But for Israel,
这些像伊拉克是远在幼发拉底河那边。
Iraq is to the other side of the Euphrates.
现在欧洲是在地中海的那一边。
Europe is towards the other side of the Mediterranean.
但是不止如此。
But not only that.
你看见等到以色列复国以后。
Once the nation of Israel is reborn,
你没有想到，本来巴勒斯坦人不可能复国的。
You never thought that the Palestinians would be reborn.
他应该永远是约旦国的一部分。
They should be always be part of the kingdom of Jordan.
本来就是约旦国的。
Because they should have been the kingdom of Jordan.
结果没有想到，1967年约旦打了败仗了。
But in 1967, Jordan was defeated.
所以你看见吗？因着那个缘故，现在整个情势的演变。
So for that reason, everything has changed.
所以到了最后
at the very end,
到了现在
until now,
有一个呼声说巴勒斯坦要建国
there is a call for the nation of the Palestine.
现在大家都说巴勒斯坦应该有这个权利
People say the Palestinians deserved it.
尤其最近这个整个的局面大家说巴勒斯坦应该要建立起来
Especially what's been happening now, people are saying Palestinians should have a nation.
到底前途怎么样我们不知道
We don't know what's going to happen in the future.
但有一件事情我们知道
But there's one thing we know.
你知道说等到哈米基督战争的时候
when the war of the Armageddon arrived,
你会相信说那个时候巴勒斯坦人在那里
you will know that the Palestinians will be there
你知道在主耶稣审判万国的时候
when the Lord judges all the nations
美国在不在我们不知道
we don't know if the US will be there
推罗在我们知道
we know Tyre will be there
西顿知道在我们知道
Sidon will be there
非利士人或者巴勒斯坦人在我们知道
we also know that Palestine will be there
所以弟兄姊妹现在你当你读圣经的时候
When you read the Bible today,
你就发现非常 有严肃的一件事
There's something very serious
那就是告诉我们说今天整个局势的发展
So everything the current events that are happening now
乃是和哈米基顿战争或者和那个末日最后的或者说和那个这个最后的那个大灾难是连在一起的
It has to do with Armageddon and the Great Tribulation
所以弟兄姊妹当我们来看整个目前的局面的时候
When we see the current events,
要紧的是我们的主很快就要回来
The most important thing is our Lord is about to return
当我们的主要完成他工作以前
Before he can finish his work
你知道黑暗的权势一定是不甘心的
You know that the kingdom of darkness will not fail
所以整个阴府整个阴间的权势要倾巢而出的
So all the powers of darkness will come forth
那么这个所有在他地上的代理人所以 agent
And all the agentsOf the powers of darkness.
你看见结果，你看见，实在是那个实在说来，乃是神与撒旦中间的争执。
You will see the battle between God and Satan.
因为撒旦要拦阻神的旨意。
Because Satan wants to keep the world from being done.
但他们在地上有代理人。
But they have agents on the earth.
所以从表面上来看，现在是代理人中间的战争。
So it's as if the agents are battling amongst themselves.
所以如果我们的眼睛一直注意代理人中间的冲突的话
，So if we are looking at the conflict of the agents,
我们对事情就看不清楚了。
Then we're not clear.
我们知道说这一件事情的发生
，all these things are happening，
就告诉我们说万物的结局近了。
Tell us that all the end times is near.
我们当初以为还离开远得很。
We thought that the end of all things was far away.
但是不
，but no.
我们发现说巴勒斯坦建国的话
，if the Palestinians have a nation，
就告诉我们说离开神的日子很近，离开那个日子越来越近了。
It will say that the Lord's return is very near.
1948年以色列建国已经很近了。
1948, the nation of Israel.Reborn, it became closer.
结果大概半个世纪以后
，and then after half a century,
现在全世界有一个一片一致的呼声说巴勒斯坦应该建国的
，and then there is one voice, one cry for the Palestinians to have their own nation.
所以当你读圣经的时候
，so when you read the Bible,
你才知道说
，you will see,
原来这个和哈米基顿战争
，this has to do with Armageddon,
或者说和那个耶和华的日子发生很重要的关系。
It has to do with the day of the Lord.
那 我们知道这是指这是这个约珥书这里很清楚给我们看到的。
We see this very clearly in the book of Joel.
但是我们不要忘记。
Let us not forget.
还有两本书讲耶和华的日子。
Two other books that talk about the day of the Lord.
全本圣经讲耶和华日子讲的最清楚是三本书。
The three books in the Bible speak very clearly about this matter of the day of the Lord.
那一个是约珥书。
One is Joel.
还有一个是阿摩斯书。
The other one is Amos.
还有一个呢是西番雅书。
The other is Zephaniah.
那么大家还记得
Do you remember?
当阿摩斯书写阿摩斯书阿摩斯写阿摩斯书的时候
When Amos wrote the book of Amos
那个时候以色列北国还没有亡国
At that time the northern kingdom had not fallen
我们知道以色列人他们分北国十个支派南国有两个支派
There was the northern kingdom 10 tribes the southern kingdom 2 tribes
所以那个时候阿摩斯呢就发出预言来
So Amos prophesied at that time
他就讲到将来耶和华的日子
He spoke of the day of the Lord in the future.
阿摩斯不是个先知啊。
Amos was not a prophet.
阿摩斯事实上是个修理桑树的人。
Amos was one who fixed trees.
No, sycamore trees, sycamore trees.
Who fixed sycamore trees? Who pruned sycamore trees?
是修理桑树的人。
He pruned sycamore trees.
圣经告诉我们，他也是个牧羊人。
He was also a shepherder.
但是就在他写阿摩斯书的前两年。
But before he wrote the book of Amos, One day he could no longer prune the sycamore tree.
他不能够再看群羊了，不行。
One day he no longer could become a shepherd.
因为在他的里面有一个石头压在他身上。
Because there was a rock pressing on him.
所以这个就是圣经所说的 burden.
The Bible, this is what the Bible calls a burden.
所以圣经讲到耶这个讲到耶和华讲到以赛亚的 burden 他的这个重担的时候
When the Bible talks about the burden of Isaiah
我们中文又翻作末世又翻作 oracle
In the Chinese, it's translated as oracle.
那这个末世就是指着他所说的预言来说。
And it speaks of his prophecy.
所以我们的旧约先知说预言呢。
So in the Old Testament, the prophets prophesied.
在事情没有发生以前。
Before the thing happened.
神把一个很重的重量放在他的心里头。
God would put a very heavy thing in his heart.
他本来要修理桑树的。
Before he wanted to prune the sycamore tree.
他本来不养群羊的。
He was going to herd the sheep.
本来他的日子非常好，非常安逸的。
He had a very nice life.
我们知道他所牧养的地方
Where he shepherded the sheep
他可以远远可以看见地中海
He could see from afar the Mediterranean
他每天看见太阳升起来
He could see the sunrise
太阳又落下去
He could see the sunset
到了晚上的时候
At the night
你看见月亮升起来
You could see the moon come out
然后月亮又降下去
And then the moon would go down
他常常能听见海浪 海这个地中海浪涛的声音如果风向对的话
And if the wind was right he could hear the waves breaking in the Mediterranean
在那个环境底下
so under that situation,
好像什么事都不会改变
It's as if nothing will change
那个山不会改变
The mountains don't change
海不会改变
The sea doesn't change
树不会改变
The trees don't change
万物都不会改变
Nothing changes
但到一个时候
But one time
他不能下去了
He couldn't continue
他不行了
He couldn't do it
他根本不是个先知
He wasn't even a prophet
但神的话临到他
But God's word arrived at him
他知道两年以后有大事情要发生
He knew that 2 years later something was going to happen
那么果然两年以后有一个很有名的大的地震
And 2 years later, indeed something happened, a great earthquake.
那个地震称为乌西亚年间的地震。
That earthquake was called the earthquake of Uzziah.
这个是所有以色列人在他们历史上永远不会忘记的。
This is in the history of Israel, they will never forget.
对他们来讲，那是完完全全空前想不到那种灾难。
For one of that, for one of the greatest tragedies in their lives.
所以我们要知道，就在那个时候阿摩斯有话要说了。
So at that time, Amos had something to say.
所以他就给了我们阿摩斯书。
So he gave us the book of Amos.
在这个阿摩斯书里面
，And in the book of Amos,
就讲到大灾难来到的时候
，When it spoke of that tribulation,
在七个晚，最后一个晚
，And the seven
vials,
the seven
wine,
the seven bowls. of the seven bowls, the last bowl.
在启示录不是讲了七个碗吗？
You speak of seven bowls in Revelation.
那么讲到大灾难最后的人就是七个碗，神的愤怒就倾倒下来了。
And that is when it speaks of the great tribulation, it speaks of the wrath of God coming on the
seven bowls. 因为神就是启示阿摩斯，也是启示启示录的。
Because God is the one who reveals to Amos and also in Revelation.
神给阿摩斯启示，神也给约翰启示。
God gave Amos revelation, also gave John revelation.
那个启示是一个启示。
That revelation is one of the same.
阿摩斯书讲到这个最后的大灾难。
Amos speaks of the great tribulation.
但是约翰给我们用显微镜看见，原来那个最后有七个碗。
But Paul shows us even more clearly that there are seven bowls.
最后一个碗乃是全球性的大地震。
And the last bowl is a universal earthquake.
Global one.
A global earthquake.
我们的整个全球地震起来了。
It's the whole globe will have an earthquake.
现在根据平均。科学家告诉我们，大概每我们每年大概有六个到七个是很大的地震。
Actually, the scientists tell us that 6 or 7 big earthquakes happen a year.
但是，普通这种地震都是在没有人的地方。
And most of the time, the earthquakes happen where there are no people.
有的是在海洋里面。
Somewhere in the sea.
有的在荒岛没有人住的地方。
And some are in different places where deserted places.
所以你不但你没有感觉到它的可怕。
So you don't feel very afraid.
但当圣经讲到全球性最后一次大地震的时候，
Well, when the Bible speaks of that last global earthquake,
给我们看见世界上许多最大的城一个一个都倾倒了。
We'll see that the greatest cities in the world will be fall.
耶路撒冷要产生很大的变化。
Jerusalem will be changed forever.
那么这个所谓的这个犹太山地又要变成河谷的。
And the mountain of Judea will become a valley.
那因为板块排挤的缘故。
And because the plates are moving.
结果我们知道就是这个圣殿所在的那个摩利亚山、啊、
And we know the temple which is on Mount Moriah
就被排挤到一个地步变成最高的一座山
The place will move where the mountain will elevate to become the highest mountain
以赛亚第二章就预言告诉我们说、
so、Isaiah 2 prophesied
等到最后一次大地震的时候
The very last earthquake
你看见今天如果你到耶路撒冷去
If you go to Jerusalem today
那个圣殿山不是最高的山
The temple mount is not the highest mountain
不是高过万山所有诸岭不是
It is not the highest of the mountains
我们的起码橄榄山比它要高的
We know the Mount of Olives is higher
但是不等到大地震的时候
But after the great earthquake
圣经告诉我们说这个摩利亚山要变成最高的山
The Bible tells us that Mount Moriah will be the highest mountain
而且根据诗篇四十六篇
And according to Psalm 46
有的山甚至于是被一直摇到地中海里面
Some of those mountains will move so much that they'll end up falling into the Mediterranean
我们知道这个就是大灾难要来的情形
And that is the situation of the great tribulation
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
现在你看见说阿摩斯是要告诉我们说耶和华的日子
Amos is telling us of the day of the Lord
那他两年以后那个地震
the earthquake 2 years later
不过是个小影不过是个开始而已
was but a small shadow was but a beginning
如果以色列人他们经过了那个地震以后
if the people of Israel going through that earthquake
他们就知道将来那个最后那个苦难是不能够形容的
they would know that the last one would be indescribable
我们现在来看那个地震是什么样的情形
let us see what that earthquake was
我们来看这个撒迦利亚书
let's look at Zechariah
撒迦利亚书第十四章
Zechariah 14
那日他的脚必站在耶路撒冷前面朝东的橄榄山上第四节
Chapter 14 verse 4 And in that day his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives
你看脚一踩在上啊这山必从中间分裂
which is in front of Jerusalem on the east and the Mount of Olives will be split in its middle
如果今天大家有机会到耶路撒冷去
if you go to Jerusalem today
有人会指给你看大概在什么地方已经有了裂痕了
somebody will point out to you where there are already cracks
所以等到主耶稣回来的时候
when the Lord returns
当他的脚踩在橄榄山上
when his feet stands on Mount of Olives
结果这个山要从中间分裂
the mountain will be split
从东到西成为极大的谷
From east to west
山的一半向北挪移一半向南挪移
It becomes a very large valley so that half of the mountain will move toward north and the other half toward south
你看到这个就是全球大地震其中的一部分
This is part of that great earthquake
然后第五节
Verse 5.
你们要从我山的谷中逃跑。
And you will flee by the valley of my mountain.
因为山谷必延到亚沙。
For the valley of the mountains will reach to Azel.
你们逃跑必如犹大王乌西亚年间的人逃避大地震一样。
Yes, you will flee just as you fled before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah.
现在大家明白吗？
Now do you understand?
现在这个地震就是阿摩斯书所说的那个地，就是阿摩斯两年以后那个地震。
This earthquake was the earthquake mentioned by Amos.
所以难怪就借着那个卷书。
So through that book,
那阿摩斯来形容将来大灾难的情是怎样的情形？
Amos describes to us how the great tribulation is going to be.
九月十一号，
September 11th,
到底是指着什么事来说的？
What does it speak of?
是不是告诉我们大灾难已经很近了？
Does it remind us that the great tribulation is near?
那个还不是大灾难。
Nope, that's not the.
但是九月十一号所发生的事。
But what happened on September 11th?
就好像乌西亚年间那个地震一样。
Is like the earthquakes in the times of Uzziah.
这个只是开始。
This is but a beginning.
但是最后结束的时候。
At the very end.
这就是耶和华的日子。
That will be the day of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and
sisters. 你明白吗？
Do you understand?
如果大家读启示录的话。
If you read Revelation.
你读到第六个印。
If you read the sixth.
啊，对不起，你读到这个。不是你读到第六个你读到你不你读到第六个号的读到第六个号的时候
when you reach the when you talk about the sixth trumpet
那是在启示录第九章
and that is in Revelation 9
那里告诉我们说
it tells us
那个时候在幼发拉底河有四个使者要被释放
four angels that will be released from the Euphrates.
那这些 angel 当然是 fallen angel, 当然是堕落的天使。
And these angels are fallen angels.
他们本来在幼发拉底河附近把它绑起来的。
They were bound near the Euphrates.
所以这件事是发生在幼发拉底河附近的。
And it happened near the Euphrates.
这件事是发生在中东的。
And it happened in the Middle East.
毫无疑问的。
No question about it.
那么这个释放有什么结果呢？
So once they're released, what happened?
原来你读那个上下文就很清楚。
If you read the context is very clear.
那么这四个使者他们有一个计划。
These four angels have a plan.
他们的计划是到了某年某月某日某时要杀害人类的三分之一。
They have a plan so that in a specific year, month, day, and hour, they're going to kill the third of all mankind.
想想看，全世界有三分之一的人就这样的不埋伏、不明不白的就死去了。
So in a quick, and you think about it, a third of the whole of humanity will disappear at that time.
那这什么意思？
What does that mean?
我们不大懂。
We don't understand.
那么自从这个波斯湾战争以后，
Ever since the Persian Gulf War,
慢慢我们就发现有一种的恐怖主义。
Slowly, we see a terrorist group.
Terrorism.
A certain type of terrorism.
不是 old terrorism.
It's not old terrorism.
旧的人，乃是 new terrorism.
It's new terrorism.
你发现说恐怖主义是个很古老的主义。
You know that terrorism is something that's very old.
你知道主耶稣的几个门徒里面
You know that among the disciples of Jesus.
有一个叫做奋锐党的西门
There is the Simon the Zealot.
这个奋锐党啊，其实就那个时候的暗杀党。暗杀的，专门暗杀别人。
Simon the Zealot belonged to a group that a group of assassins.
这些人非常爱国的。
They love the country much.
他们专门对付那些帮助罗马欺负自己的人，或者专门杀害罗马那些政要最重要那些人物。
They used to always go out and try to murder those who would hurt their own people.
弟兄姊妹。你看见这个就是老的恐怖主义。
That is old terrorism.
那么你知道说他所要杀的人就是那些出卖国家的人。
What the people they were killing were those traitors.
那谁是出卖国家的人
？Who were the traitors?
马太就是这样的人。
Matthew was one.
你看马太专门替罗马政府替收税的一般人。
Matthew was a tax collector for the Romans.
所以 这个费瑞党的西门要暗杀的人，就像马太这样的人。
So Simon the Zealot, the people they wanted to kill were people like Matthew.
结果主耶稣不只呼召马太。
But then Jesus not only called Matthew.
主耶稣也呼召费瑞党的西门。
He also called Simon the Zealot.
要他们彼此相爱。
They want to so that both can love each other.
要他们能够彼此洗脚。
So they can wash their own feet.
你知道对付恐怖主义最彻底的对付就是主耶稣的做法。
So the best way to deal with terrorism is how Jesus dealt with them.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你看见说全世界。不，这件事情不可能办到的。
In the whole world, this was impossible to do.
但是那个时候的恐怖主义
，But the terrorism of that day.
他们不是杀所有的人的。
They didn't kill everybody.
他们不是杀很多很多的人。
They didn't kill many people.
他们专门，他们是好像动手术一样，是专门对付那些坏的细胞的。
It was like they're doing surgery, just doing away with the bad cells.
他们是把坏的细胞拿掉，不是把整个器官拿掉。
They were killing away the bad cells, not the whole organism.
所以我们说这是古老的，这是古老的恐怖主义。
That is the old terrorism.
我们知道古老的恐怖主义。
We know that old terrorism
是希望越多的人看越好。
They wanted more people to see them, the better.
但是希望人死的越少越好。
But also, on the same side, the less killings, the better.
这个是旧的恐怖主义。
That is old terrorism.
但是新的恐怖主义就不是。
But new terrorism is different.
你看见新的恐怖主义，它不管是老的、少的，不管这些是没有选择性的，就是要摧毁的。
In new terrorism, they don't care whether it's old or young. There's no distinction.
目的就是最后也要求一个最高大的最高的效果。
The purpose is they want the greatest result.
要震惊全世界的效果。
They want to influence the whole world.
那这种恐怖主义我们知道叫做新的恐怖主义。
We know that this terrorism is the new terrorism.
九月十一号劫机的人里面一共有19个人。
In 9/11 in the airplanes there are 19 people.
只有六个人知道自己要死。
Only 6 of them knew that they would die.
其他劫机人不知道那一次不知道那次要死的。
The other hijackers didn't know that they were going to die.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你明白吗？
Do you understand?
因为他们的观点里面还是老的恐怖主义。
Their concept was of old terrorism.
你可以劫机并不表示你要死的。
You can hijack a plane doesn't mean you can die.
但是自从波斯湾战争以后。
But ever since the Persian Gulf War.
你如果有统计数，我可以给大家统计数字。
I can give you surveys.
有人专门统计的恐怖主义到现在所发生的事。
And many have done research and have done a survey.
一直到波斯湾战争以后。
After the Persian Gulf War.
有一个新的恐怖主义终于抬头了。
There is a new terrorism that's arrived.
到了去年九月十一号。
Last year, 9/11.
我们知道这个新的恐怖主义终于诞生了。
This new terrorism was born.
我们大家都知道。
We all know.
这次这些人他们所表现的，所做的事。
We all know what they did.
是好莱坞拍电影都拍不出来的。
You can't even recreate it in movies.
各方面的计算，那实在说来是没有人，普通人的没有人能随便达到的。
It's very difficult to even arrive at how they planned it all.
你看，你看这个，我们知道说这个纳粹，德国纳粹想把战争带到美国本土。
We know that the German Nazis wanted to bring the battle to the U.S.
没有成功。
They were not successful.
然后你看见日本军阀也想把战争带到美国本土，没有成功。
Japan also wanted to bring the battle to the United States, and that did not happen.
苏联也想做同样的事。
The same with Russia.
你看他们联合起来办不到的，这些人他们办到了。
What they couldn't, those three countries couldn't do, these terrorists did.
他们用的资源是敌人的资源。The resources.
The resources that they used were the resources of the enemy.
他们用的 high tech 是敌人的 high tech.
The high tech that they used was from the enemy.
他们是把四架的民航飞机把它变成四个飞弹。
They took four well-known airlines, the airplanes, and turned them into four missiles.
把那些一个人肉都慢慢把它变成一些飞弹。
And they actually they.
那些人肉。
They took they used the bodies, they used the flesh of the bodies to become missiles.
They become the enemy, 来变成飞弹。
And they used their enemies to become missiles.
那连那个 know-how 要知道怎么样做，连那个技术都是从敌人那里学的。
And they learned the know-how of all of this even from their enemies.
所以这一次的行动加起来不到$500,000。
So if you add all of this together, it was less than $500,000.
但是我们要知道，
这
些人为着他们的理想。
Because of their ideals.
结果几千人陪他们一起送葬的。
thousands join them together into debt.
其实有许多人，他们也是阿拉伯人这样走的。
And many other Arabs died like this.
其实许多人他们不赞成美国的外交政策。
And many people don't agree with how the United States feels.
其实许多人他们不赞成美国怎么样偏袒以色列人。
Many people don't agree with how they treat Israel.
但是我们看见，不管是谁，
But we see that,
不管是男女老幼，
whether it be male, female, young, old,
没有分别的，
there's no distinction.
你看见最后他们就这样不白不不不明不白的死去。
And that very and that and they died that way.
那自从这次以后
Ever since
我们就醒过来了
We've awakened,
如果有一些的武器放在这些人的手里
If there are weapons in the hands of these people,
那种武器叫做大量杀伤的武器
These weapons are called weapons of mass destruction.
那这个可以杀伤许许多多的人
It can kill many people.
所以慢慢我们就受到警告了
So now we're advised.
万一如果 nuclear, 如果万一核子弹落在他们手里怎么办
What will happen if a nuclear weapon were put in their hands?
那万一今天的生物和生物和这个化学武器落在他们手里怎么办
What if biological or chemical weapons are in their hands?
那根据科学家的研究
According to the research and science
军事学家的研究
According to the, the military scientists
如果你要占领对方一平方英里的话
If you want to conquer or stand on a mile, a square mile of land
如果你用传统的战争
In traditional military
你需要1200块美金
You'll need to spend $1,200.
如果你用核子武器的话
，If you were to use nuclear arms，
是800美金。
It is $800.
如果你是用化学武器的话
，To use chemical weapons，
大概是200美金。
$200.
如果你用生物武器的话
，Biological weapons，
只要1块美金就可以。
$1。
所以难怪有人说
，So therefore some people say，
这个生物的武器，实在说来是穷人的原子弹。
Biological weapons are the nuclear weapons for the poor.
那现在尤其所谓的肮脏弹，肮脏弹
So now the bomb, the dirty bomb.
我们知道，事实上就是非常粗糙的原核子弹。
It's a very rude creation of a nuclear bomb.
但是我们知道说，如果有人愿意自杀的话
，But we know if somebody wants to commit suicide,
他就可以把它引爆了，然后那个结果是不堪设想。
And we know that once that thing explodes, we cannot imagine the result.
那这个是我们自从9月11号以后我们才醒过来的。
It's only after 9/11 did we awaken to this.
在那个以前，我们认为是不可能的。
Before we thought this was impossible.
但是没有这件事。
But no.
现在我们知道是非常非常可能。
Now we know it is.
尤其自从这个阿富汗战争以后
，Ever since the war in Afghanistan，
现在所从阿富汗